USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A Christmas morning explosion in Nashville wounded at least three people. Police responding to a call of gunshots called for hazmat crews and started evacuating buildings. Moments later, a vehicle exploded, shattering windows and damaging property in the downtown area. Authorities say it appears to be an intentional act.
As also responded, they encountered an RV that had a recording saying that a potential bomb would detonate within 15 minutes.
That's Nashville Police Chief John Drake. The FBI and ATF are investigating. This woman tells News Channel 5 she heard the gunshots and that message.
The whole front of our building was blown up. If that person had just detonated that bomb with no warning and no gunshots, we would have been either very seriously injured or killed.
Authorities said they are not aware of any other imminent danger to the city. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A wildfire has burned more than 3,500 acres around the Camp Pendleton Marine Corps base in northern San Diego County. The Creek Fire was 35% contained as of last night. Utilities cut the electricity to tens of thousands of customers to prevent additional fires from sparking. 7,000 folks were evacuated as the Santa Ana winds pushed those flames closer to homes. San Diego County Sheriff's deputies went door-to-door early Christmas Eve to evacuate folks. This woman tells Fox 5 San Diego what it was like.
We had warnings come through our phone starting at 11:30, and at 4 a.m. we got knocks on our door telling us it was a mandatory evacuation.
Evacuees were able to return late last night just in time for Christmas. The CDC says as of Monday, passengers flying into the U.S. from Britain will be required to get a negative COVID-19 test before being allowed to fly. Dozens of countries have already halted flights from the UK due to a new strain of the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Overloaded boat with more than 30 people on board that was in poor condition sank off the coast of Tunisia, killing at least 20, including 4 pregnant women. At least 13 others are still missing. 4 migrants were rescued. Authorities say they are intercepting smuggling boats more often these days. There were strong winds and high waves in the area. 5 games in the NBA are scheduled this Christmas Day. The Heat got their first win, beating the Pelicans 111-98. Duncan Robinson had 23 points for Miami. Zion Williamson had 32 points and 14 rebounds for New Orleans. Warriors are at the Bucks on now, followed by the Celtics hosting the Nets. Then it's the Lakers versus the Mavericks in Los Angeles. And the nightcap is the Nuggets at home versus the Clippers. The NBA says its players will not be jumping the line to get vaccinated. Here's USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
In a memo obtained by ESPN, the league says it would follow the guidelines from public health officials in vaccinating its players and staff. The league began its season earlier this week with one game already postponed because of positive COVID tests. Commissioner Adam Silver says he knew that was inevitable when playing outside of a bubble. He told ESPN that the league will adjust its protocols as needed.
We'll have all kinds of procedures in place to attempt to assure that our protocols are followed. And of course, to the extent they aren't, we'll address it. And I think one of the conversations we've been having with our players' associations, we may have to adjust our protocols as we go, depending on how things are working.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.